Today is the 17th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Grateful to be here with you today. Every single day, grateful. Grateful for the place that we meet every day here around the Global Campfire. And that we can move forward together in the scriptures. Move forward together in our lives. So yeah, glad that we can be here. As we continue our journey forward today, Joshua chapter 15. The allotment for the tribe of the descendants of Judah, according to their families, reached to the border of Edom, to the wilderness of Zin, to the far south. Their southern border was from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay facing southward. It continues to the south to the ascent of Abrakim, passes along to Zin, it goes up south of Kadesh Barnea, passes along Hezron, goes up to Adar and makes a turn to Karka. It passes on to Asmon, continues by the Wadi of Egypt, and it ends at the sea. This will be your southern border. The eastern border is the Salt Sea, up to the mouth of the Jordan. The border on the northern side runs from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border goes up to Bet Hogla and passes along north of Bet Araba. And the border goes up the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. And the border goes up to Debir from the valley of Achor and to the north turning to Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is south of the Wadi. And the border passes on to the waters of En-Shemesh, and it ends at En-Rogel. Then the border goes up by the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites, from the south, that is Jerusalem. And the border goes up to the top of the mountain that lies opposite the valley of Hinnom to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim to the north. And the border turns from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah, and continues from there to the cities of Mount Ephron. The border then turns to Baalah, that is Kiriath Jearim. And the border goes around from Baalah to the west to Mount Seir, and passes on to the slope of Mount Jearim from the north, that is Kesalon, and goes down to Bet Shemesh, and passes along by Timnah. The border continues to the slope of Ekron to the north, then bends around to Shukaron. It passes on to Mount Baalah and continues to Jabneel, and the border ends at the sea. And the western border is to the Great Sea and its coast. This is the border surrounding the descendants of Judah, according to their families. According to the commandment of Yahweh to Joshua, he gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a plot of ground among the descendants of Judah, Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was Anak's father. Caleb drove out from there three of Anak's sons, Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. And from there he went up against the inhabitants of Debir. The former name of Debir was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give to him my daughter Aksa as a wife." Othniel, son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, and he gave to him Aksa, his daughter, as a wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" And she said to him, "Give to me a gift. You have given me the land of the Negev, and you must give to me a spring of water." And he gave to her the upper and lower spring. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the descendants of Judah according to their families. The cities belonging to the tribe of the descendants of Judah, to the far south, to the border of Edom to the south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hatzor, Ithnan, Ziph, Tilem, Bielot, Hatzor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hatzor, Amam, Shima, Mulada, Hatsar Gada, Heshmon, Bet Pelet, Hatsar Shuol, Beersheba, Biziathiah, Beala, Lim, Idzem, Eltulad, Kesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoth, Shilim, Ain, and Rimmon. In all, 29 cities and their villages. The Shephelah, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapuag, Inam, Jarmut, Adullam, Soko, Azika, Sha'arayim, Adatayim, Gedera, and Gedariathem, 14 cities and their villages. Zenan, Adasha, Migdal Gad, Delian, Mitzpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Kibon, Lama, Kitlish, Gederod, Bet Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 cities and their villages. Libna, Ater, Ashan, Jepta, Ashna, Nadzib, Kila, Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities and their villages. Ekron, its towns and villages, from Ekron to the sea, and all that were near Ashdod and their villages. Ashdod, its towns and villages, Gaza, its towns and villages, up to the Wadi of Egypt and the Great Sea and its coast. And in the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryat-Sana, that is Debir, Enab, Ishtamo, Anim, Goshen, Olan, and Gilo, 11 cities and their villages. Arab, Duma, Ishan, Janim, Bet-Tapuach, Afika, Haumta, Kiryat-Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities and their villages. Moan, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Yokneam, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities and their villages. Halhul, Betzur, Gedor, Meirat, Bet Anot, and Eltikon, 6 cities and their villages. Kiryat Baal, that is Kiryat Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities and their villages. In the wilderness, Bet Araba, Medin, Sakaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En Gedi, 6 cities and their villages. But the descendants of Judah were unable to drive out the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites live with the descendants of Judah in Jerusalem to this day. Luke 18:18-43. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, by doing what will I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these I have observed from my youth." And when he heard this, Jesus said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute the proceeds to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." And when he heard these things, he became very sad because he was extremely wealthy. And Jesus took notice of him and said, "How difficult it is for those who possess wealth to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." So those who heard this said, and who can be saved. But he said, what is impossible with men is possible with God. And Peter said, behold, we have left all that is ours and followed you. And he said to them, truly I say to you that there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children on account of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life. And taking aside the 12, he said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written by the prophets with reference to the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and mistreated and spit on. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was concealed from them, and they did not comprehend the things that were said. Now it happened that as he drew near to Jericho, a certain blind man was sitting on the side of the road begging. And when he heard a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. And they told him, Jesus the Nazarene is passing by. And he called out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, that he should be silent. But he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stopped and ordered him to be brought to him. And when he approached, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, regain your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he regained his sight and began to follow him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Psalm 86, a prayer for help against ruthless men, a prayer of David. Incline, O Yahweh, your ear and answer me, because I am poor and needy. Watch over my life, because I am faithful. You are my God. Save your servant. I am the one who trusts you. Be gracious to me, O Lord, because I call to you all day long. Make glad the soul of your servant, because I desire you, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving and abundant in loyal love for all who call to you. Heed, O Yahweh, my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I call to you, because you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there are no works like yours. All the nations that you have made will come and bow down before you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great and doing wondrous things. For you alone are God. Teach me, O Yahweh, your way, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will give you thanks, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever, because your loyal love is great toward me. And you will have delivered my life from Sheol below. O God, arrogant men have risen up against me. Even a gang of ruthless men seek my life, but they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loyal love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and grant victory to the son of your maidservant. Do a sign that benefits me, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame because you, O Yahweh, have helped me and comforted me. Proverbs 13, 9 and 10. The light of the righteous will rejoice, but the lamp of the wicked will die out. Only by insolence is strife set up, and wisdom is with those who take advice. Okay, so when Jesus' ministry first began, we witnessed all this in the Gospels. He left the Jordan River after his baptism, traveled through the Judean wilderness, eventually on his way back to the Galilee. So in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is taking the same path in reverse. He's making his way to Jerusalem for the final time, before he's arrested. And so that path led through the ancient city of Jericho. So there's a blind beggar sitting along the road. He hears the commotion, like his keenest sense will probably be his hearing. So he hears what's surrounding him. He inquires about it. He hears that Jesus, the healer, is passing by. The blind man had no idea the weight on Jesus' shoulders, that he's, days away from being dead. No one really understood what was about to happen. So the blind man, this is his only shot. So he starts screaming for Jesus to have mercy on him. And everybody's telling him to shut up. But he's just yelling more and more, desperate. Like his one chance. No matter what the ridicule or the voices were that were trying to shut him up. And it worked. Jesus had the man brought to him. What do you want me to do for you? That's so beautiful for Jesus to ask. I want to regain my sight. Like, I want to see. I want to see, Lord. The blind man says. And Jesus is like, okay, then. Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. So this beautiful dance back and forth that takes place on this desert path, dusty desert road outside Jericho, all still there today, all still there to this very, very day. This story impacts on, it just hits on different levels. Jesus stopped, for starters. Jesus, how preoccupied can you imagine you need to be if you are focusing on what is about to happen to you, that you will be tortured to death? Tortured to death, but abused in every other way possible, so that, body, mind, spirit are just broken down. So you can only imagine he's like on his way to a brutal death, and he stopped. Second, he invites this blind man to articulate, "What do you want me to do for you?" he asks. And then Jesus' response to the man's healing isn't, self-elevating, even though he has a right to the worship. He acknowledges the collaboration, the human and the divine. Did this dance, your faith has healed you, he says. So even in the darkest hour, as the darkest hour for Jesus' beginning, he wasn't too preoccupied. So we learn from this story that God is not too preoccupied for us. He wants us to articulate our desire, share our heart. He intends to collaborate with us in our repair and our repairing. I mean, this is hope, right? It's that beacon out there in the distance. It's hope. So what is it maybe that's going on right now that might make you desperate enough to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me? Maybe start there. What would that thing be? Because he's listening. And so, Holy Spirit, come into that. What bubbles up? What is desperate that we cry out to you for you to touch, for you to heal, for you to guide and direct and reach for you? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Obviously, one is a website and one is an app, but they are home base and they are where to get connected. Even as we continue preparations for transitioning into a brand new one of each of those from the ground up. So being connected and staying connected to where we are now will help that transition. So make sure you have those. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected on social media. That is a good thing to be doing at this kind of point in time. Following along with announcements and all of that. So stay connected. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. Thank you deeply. You can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Val from Bedfordshire in the UK. My full name is Valerie, and my heart went out to Valerie in northwest Arkansas in the loss of her son Ben. And as a mom, actually, of a son Ben, I just cried as I listened. I cried with you. And I just want you to know that my heart is with you, and I'm praying for God's peace and for his comfort as you progress through the grief journey, which is hard, hard, hard. But may God surround you. Lord, I pray that you'd surround Valerie in a depth of her grief for the loss of her son, Ben. Biblical meaning, beloved youngest son. And I just pray that you would be with her, that you'd surround her with your peace and the people who can bring her comfort and peace. Oh, Father, put your arms around her. Your scripture says that you are around the brokenhearted. You comfort the brokenhearted and you draw near. Draw near to Valerie. Give her peace, Lord, in this awful process. Amen.
This message is for Sandra, who called in regarding depression and anxiety. Sandra, I just want to encourage you to keep reaching out to God. He is listening and he is hearing you. Psalm 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth." And now I'd like to pray for you and for all of us, because I'm sure that I know myself and others have probably experienced the same thing you're experiencing, where we think God is not hearing us. So, God, thank you for your promise. Thank you for your presence. You hear us when we call out to you, and you answer us in perfect timing. We know this, but sometimes we can't sense your nearness, or we question your response. in those moments, please remind us that you are our source of hope and strength. Show us that you care even when we can't yet see progress. Today, we're trusting in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Darren Marichini, and I'm here with my kids, Joseph and Jonathan, and we are asking for y'all to join us in prayer for my dad, Chris Marichini. Today, he is going to have a heart procedure where they're going to take a camera and look into his heart to see what issues they are, where the buildup is, and if they can do anything to improve his heart, because right now his heart is not working properly. He has a big heart. His heart is larger than the average person's heart. So it just works differently, and it's got different issues, and his brothers and his dad suffered from heart attacks, and so we're just reaching out to y'all and reaching out to our Heavenly Father to watch over the doctors, be with my mom, be with my dad, and watch over this procedure, that they can find out what they need to find out so that they can prescribe the best treatment going forward. We ask that you come together and join us for Chris Marichini. Thank you.
Northeast Texas. I'm calling specifically for Dabari. Dabari, I heard your message about Ben. I lost my son, Juan, April 29th, 2024. It's going to be 2 years pretty soon. I can't tell you. It gets better. I have bad days. I have terrible days. I have okay days. But he's always in my heart. He's always in my mind. I'm always thinking of him. I'm always talking to him. What keeps me grounded, the Lord keeps me grounded, first of all, his promise that I will be with my son again. I know my son is with Jesus waiting for me. The day he died, I told him that I was going to be okay because he worried about that. He already knew he was going to die. He was in hospice for a week. I promised them that I was going to be okay. I didn't want him to worry. I know he's waiting for me and his dad and his siblings. I have three other children on this side of heaven, a granddaughter, a husband, a mother. They need me. They tell me all the time they need me here, and that is God's plan for me. My son, Juan, loved me so much. We were best friends. We were always together. And I know I will see him again. I know that. Dabari, pray. Stay firm in God. Ask him to give you strength. And I will be praying for you. I love you, sister.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is People on the Water from Indiana, and I'm calling in today to lift up two sisters in the faith. First is Valerie, who is grieving her son passing away. You say that you miss him and that you have a sick feeling in your gut and a desire not to do anything. I lift you up before the mercy seat of heaven. Jesus, hold your daughter in her hands. Hold her. And then I also pray for Danielle in Canada, who's getting married in June, and is also in between looking for jobs and schools. And I just pray that the Lord makes living arrangements and provisions to stay where the Lord has blessed them to stay. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask him. Holy Spirit, amen. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Carla from New Hampshire. I'm calling because I need prayer. I have been the caregiver for my husband for many years, and it's getting harder to be his caregiver. We do dialysis at home every night. He now has developed an infection, so We spent hours and hours at the emergency room last night, only to not be seen because we needed to come home and do his dialysis. I'm tired. This morning, the first person that prayed for the caregivers. And I can't tell you how thankful I am for that prayer. I'm that person. I see that God has put helpers in my path. My next door neighbor walked our dog while we were at the emergency room. The neighbor across the street has started working in my front garden so that my house looks okay. And, but I am working three jobs trying to financially get through this time where he's not working. And I'm tired. I could really use your prayers, community. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you for all of the prayer warriors around the world. I join you all in praying for peace in our land. And by that, I mean peace in the world. I throw out an additional prayer for our sister, Elizabeth, who's been fighting her own health challenges. And God smile. I miss you. God bless you all. Carla from...